The Greasy Pole, episode 11, brought to you by the great time, good time, great taste of fish. It's myself and himself coming to you not live on the interwebs with the glorious rendering of technology that allows us to beam straight into your vehicle or your headphones or maybe your audio speakers above the bed while you're shagging the next door neighbor. And if you're listening to us while you're doing that, just remember, call out my name because chicks dig that. I guarantee you, man, chicks dig it. Trust me. Call out, Adam. Oh, man, they fucking love it. Oh, they love it. They love it. I tell you what, I can't even begin to tell you the number of men who have told me that that's changed their life. Right there. And sometimes for the better. Most of the time not. So give it a try. Give it a try. Call out my name while you're doing the dirty, while you're making the beast with two backs, while you're bumping uglies, while you're playing hide the sausage, while you're doing the rumpy pumpy, while you're having a breakfast of champions. Call out the old Adam there as loud as you can and watch her limbs turn to jelly beneath you as the world truly moves in directions you never thought possible. Great one. It's great to be here. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm a little energized now because now I'm excited to try this out. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have sex with a woman, though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there is that caveat.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I know, it's a bit of a stumbling block with most of our audience.
What if it's a virtual woman?
Oh!
What if it's...
I think most people are virtual women these days. Most women are virtual women. Like, you go up to them and you go, oh, you're virtually a woman. But you're almost there.
You're close. You have
not
the potential.
Quite.
Yeah, not
you
quite.
You got the potential.
You got the potential
to be a woman. You got the potential, but...
You appear to have the right body parts, but I could be wrong nowadays.
I could be wrong. Could you lose 150 pounds and get back to me? And by the way, your left tit is bigger than the other side and it's off-putting. I'd say great one. I'd say that's probably the most off-putting thing I've found in women in the past, when you finally get one into bed and, you know, and she takes off a top and one titty's smaller than the other or bigger than the other. It depends if you're a glass half full or a glass half empty guy.
Right.
I tell you what, from that moment on, as soon as you see that one's a different size to the other, well, you can't think of anything else.
You can't think
of anything else during the whole shebang, you know? And the thing is that she knows now that you know. She's waiting for the moment that you notice, and she's wondering how you react. And if you don't react, and if you try to ignore it, well, then she knows what's going on, and the sex will be horrible. So what you have to do, great one, if you do... get a woman into bed and she removes her coatier, her bra, and you discover that we're not playing on an even field here. The hills are of different dimensions, if you know what I mean. What you have to do, great one, is you have to come right out of the gates and acknowledge that and go, holy shit, Mildred, one tit's bigger than the other. Or smaller, depending if you're a glass half-empty kind of guy. And just get it right out there. Right from the beginning. No mucking about. And see how you go with that one. But don't try and ignore it. Don't try and ignore these things, you know, because it doesn't go well. Unless you flip her over. Well, then you're okay. Unless there's mirrors in places that you don't want mirrors to be. But anyway, you've never had the one breast... of a different dimension than the other one?
No, I can't say I have, at least not noticeably, no.
Well, you haven't fucked enough women.
I don't disagree with that. Is there any such thing as fucking enough women? Actually, I think there is at some point.
Yeah.
I think there is.
There's a point where...
Yeah, there is.
Look, it's like everything in life. You don't want to overdo it. Moderation is key. A young man needs to sow his oats.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. He needs to plow his way through the fields.
Mm. Plowing.
He needs to be as chad as he can be. But You've got to have a bit of self-restraint as well. You've got to learn to say no. And I tell you what, if you move in circles where the girls that you date know each other socially and kind of talk to each other, if you turn one down now and again, it does you a load of good. I'll tell you that right now. It does you a load of good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, how's things over there with you in Fort Collins? Still in the depths of winter, I imagine. Looks pretty. I checked the old weather before we hooked this up just to see if you're shivering your ass off, and it looks like you are.
Yeah, not as bad as normally. I think it's about 15 degrees or some crap outside. At least it's not below zero as we had.
What's 15 in real temperature?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Fahrenheit shit.
Yeah, it's that Fahrenheit shit.
Are you going to look that up or do I have to? I'll tell you what, I'll do it.
You do it.
I'll do it. Fucking 15F2C. Here we go. Minus 10 degrees Celsius. That's pretty fucking cold. It today in gloriously sunny Holland.
We're about to find out if Adam's being sarcastic or not. About glorious sunniness.
It's... At the moment, it's also 15 degrees. No, it's 16. But it's got a big C in front of it.
Right.
Instead of an F. Let's have a look at that. 16F.
Which makes it much better for you.
Which makes it... Oh, no. 16C to Fahrenheit. Let's have a look. 60 degrees Fahrenheit it is here today.
Oh, lovely.
60.8. So, look, the groundhog came out of his hole a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And you guys stopped got fucking. Yeah, he came out.
Yeah, you guys got 6 more weeks of winter. And Europe got spring. So, suck on that. It's been a pretty mild winter. We only had a few weeks of, I'd say it was really cold. And 16 degrees Celsius today, that's 60 degrees Fahrenheit in Holland. I fired up the barbecue for the first time since the wife walked out on me back in October, and I stuck a 2 kilo pork butt, pulled pork. I stuck it on at 10:30 this morning. It's now 4:30 in the afternoon, so it's been on for 6 hours.
Ah, lovely.
I've been trying to hold the temperature between 225 and 250 Fahrenheit. That's the optimum. That's the sweet spot, which is pretty hard to do with a briquette Weber. But, you know, I'm pretty good at it now. So, and it's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty good. It's about, well, I just checked it before I got on with you because it's still cooking away there. It's about the pork butt's about 170 Fahrenheit inside. That's the golden time. So I think about another hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, it should be lovely. So very nice weather over here. Very nice weather over here. So minus 10 degrees Celsius doesn't sound that great. Compared to what I have. Now, I want all listeners to understand that I gave the great one some homework this week. I gave him some homework. I said, look, great one, I said to him. Well, I emailed him. Great one, I wrote to him. I want a bit more structure on this, so we've got to come up with 3 talking points by Friday. And he came up with his and I didn't. Because I wasn't serious. The great one came up with Thabes, the attempted circumvention of the Electoral College, why taking the high road means the right can never win. So on the Gayo radar, pretty high.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what Thabes were. And I said to the great
one. Well, that's because you're normal.
Yeah, I said to the great one, send me through some links. Heil Hitler! And he did.
Heil Hitler!
I'm gonna read out this one from www.xv25.com. I've never heard of this site before, but I don't even know what it is. NBC News, there we go.
Boy
or girl... Boy or girl, parents raising Thabes let kids decide. And we've got four photos here.
I thought you might like this one.
So Thaby is, yeah, it's exactly that. The parents, in inverted commas, are letting their kids decide what gender they are. They're putting them in basically gender neutral. But this one's even better because we've got a homosexual couple, and one of them's a white guy, one of them's a black guy and a decent black guy, and the kid's like a milk chocolate kid. It's almost like these two men actually did procreate and have a kid. And they've got four selfies there. And I was thinking about this. I mean, as a white guy these days, as a white male, obviously you are the pits of the earth. But this guy's, you know, it's like Milo Yiannopoulos, you know. He pretends to be a conservative on the alt-right, a nationalist right on something, but then he's a flaming homosexual, a Jew, and he's married a black man. And if you're a white guy, that's about as good as you can go these days. Go full cocksucker, marry a black guy, and adopt a kid, and your white maleness is just about cancelled out, I'd say. That point, isn't it?
Just about. Pretty damn close.
Yeah. Yeah. Just about cancelled out. Let's have a little read of this. So few parents are raising Thabies that there is no research yet on how this type of parenting affects children. Well,
no, but there will be.
Well, I don't think we need any research on how this is going to affect children. I think you're just going to fuck them up.
Right. Well, sure. I mean, we're going to see the research down the line in the results. I mean, which is unfortunate for the children whose lives are being destroyed. But
yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I see things like this and I really hope that there is no reincarnation. I just really hope that there's no reincarnation. If I was this kid, when I got to about 12, I'd get my hands on a gun and shoot the both of them. That's just me. Anyway, anecdotally, many children raised this way come to their own conclusion about their gender around age 4, just like their peers. Some experts, I don't know how there can be experts on something that there's no research yet on how this type of parenting affects children. How can we have experts? Yeah?
Nah, that's a great point.
How can we have experts?
An expert?
On something that's only happened last week. I mean, they trot out this fake news expert line so often that it's like, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Aliens could land on planet Earth, literally, and NBC would trot out some experts on communicating with aliens. Yes. I'm an expert in communicating. Oh, really? Are you? Oh, let's see your CV. Show me your LinkedIn profile.
Because studies have shown.
Some experts, including Steve, say it's unlikely that children would be confused by a gender-open upbringing.
No, there's nothing confusing about that.
Oh, not at all. Brown, though, said it's important for parents to prepare children for a society that's really obsessed with a gender binary. I don't even know what that fucking means! And this is supposed to be NBC. Are they like housewives, you know, detailing the dishes and going, oh, that's right, Mildred. Oh, yes. Right. Our society really has become obsessed with gender binary. And people are going to want to put that child into one of those binary categories, she said. And so for children to not be confused, parents have to give kids the language and the understanding of recognizing that I'm not taking part in this binary. Who talks like this?
Well, experts do.
Experts.
This is how experts talk. Because we got to prepare those four-year-old children to not take part in the binary.
Studies show that men with gender non-conforming children face bullying. You don't need a fucking study know that if you're a boy and you rock up in the courtyard at the age of 7... dressed in a fairy princess outfit, shit's going to go down at recess.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, did these experts not go to school or something? Because I certainly remember elementary and middle school and high school, and I get, well, you're right. You show up as a boy wearing a dress, you're going to get bullied. There's no research needed here.
I particularly liked the photo of the young girl holding a baby.
Oh,
Hazel Dennis, 7, holds 5-month-old Sparrow. Sparrow! Who the fuck calls their kids after a bird? What are you going to be called next? Crow? Raven?
Raven is already a thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But no,
Sparrow.
You're right about Sparrow. That, because I went through all these links that I had sent to you, and did you catch all the names of these kids? We've got...
This is the only link I opened, because opened this link, and then I thought, well, I don't need any more explanation.
No, you really don't. So here's the names of these kids I pulled from these links. We've got Storm. Zoomer.
Zoomer?
Zoomer.
Is that a black name?
Well, now, Adam, you're trying to put people into a binary now. See, this is what I'm talking about with your white supremacist notions. You're trying to categorize people based on biology, Adam. You are a bad person, and you need to atone for your whiteness. I want you to say 17 Hail MLKs. All right, so we got Storm, Zoomer. I don't know who Zoomer is, what color Zoomer is. Neither does Zoomer. We've got Zyler, like Tyler with a Z. We've got Caden, spelled with a K. We got Sparrow, and we've got what I assume is Zoe. It's spelled Z-O.
Zoe.
And yes, here's, I so look forward to when these kids, and you touched on this already because you're a pervert, when these kids become adults, they are either going to be the most fucked up leftist ever, or, as we've talked about before on this podcast, children rebel against their parents. These kids are going to grow up to be the most right-wing conservative people, and I can't wait for them to put their parents in the worst old folks home they can find, where those people just lay in a bed filled with their own shit and die in misery.
Yeah, I mean, homosexual men bringing up a child in the first place.
Right. Well, and you know what? On that one, I can guarantee you that's a male child, because we know that homosexual men couples adopt male children so that they can groom them for sex.
Exclusively.
Yeah, this has happened enough times. It's even been in the mainstream media, despite their attempts to suppress it. We know exactly what's going on there.
It's just horrific. It's absolutely horrific in all seriousness. I don't know if you know this great one, but when I was a child, I was
raised by homosexuals. Well. Yeah.
No, I was born up as a binary gender thaby as well.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I mean, not a lot of people know this, but I think now's the time to bring it out.
All right.
Get it out in the open. So my mother really wanted a girl, and then she got a boy. And since she was a feminist nut job in making, she decided that maybe if she could dress me like a girl, then I'd decide that I was a girl. I think I got to about 2 when I told her. I think my first words were, "Go fuck yourself, you silly cow." I'm serious, actually. I'm serious about this. She used to go around telling me the name that she was going to give me if I was a girl, and she tried to call me by that on a few occasions. And I remember, as a 3-year-old, just looking at her, she was the demented moron that she actually was. But this is actually what happened. My dad confirmed it for me. It didn't last very long, and I got very pissed off at her. And then the funniest thing, of course, is when I was 4, my brother was born, and now she had 2 sons, and that's when she went completely off the deep end. It was hilarious. It was like God was mocking her. And then she divorced my father, and he went off, got married again, and had 2 daughters just to ram it up.
Just to spite her, yes.
Just to spite her even more.
That's great.
God works in marvelous ways. Marvelous ways, I tell you. I've actually, this whole thing about Thabies and all the rest of it, I discovered a few weeks ago that WordPress, which is my hosting service for my blog, has started to ban blogs for the heinous sin. Let me just find exactly what it is here. The terms, there's a term for it.
It's white supremacy.
Dead naming. Have you ever heard the term dead naming?
Dead naming. I have not.
Dead naming. So in November last year, WordPress banned a blog for dead naming. And when they banned the blog, they actually locked the owners of the site out and took all of their data and all of their information as well, everything they'd ever written, and stopped them from getting hold of it.
Right.
For the heinous sin of dead naming, which they said was against their terms and conditions. Interestingly enough, they kind of jumped the gun because they hadn't yet changed their terms and conditions to reflect the heinous sin of dead naming. So they banned someone for a term and condition which they hadn't implemented yet or updated on their own terms and conditions and use of service. Be that as it may, the sin of dead naming is to name a trans testicle by their original name. So if you're Joe Bloggs and you change your name to Jane Bloggs, if you write about that person and you refer to them by their original name of Joe Bloggs, as in what their sex actually is, that's dead naming, and that's a ban hammer, have your whole blog and all of its content confiscated immediately. And that's the hosting service that I'm currently using. So I'll leave it between you, me, and the wall to work out what I'm up to at the moment. But dead naming is, yes, referring to someone by their original name. And the blog that got canned, there were two blogs that got canned originally, and they were big blogs. They were big websites. They had a lot of visitors. The trans testicles who went after them did so very aggressively. There are these militant trans testicles who will, who are the epitome of bullying themselves, and this is getting quite militant and out of hand, which it has been doing for some time, but now it's affecting me. So I'm going to have to really do something about it. But dead naming, there you go. You've learned something. I've learned something. Thabies. And you've learnt something, dead naming.
It's an educational day.
I wish they all really were dead.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, lovely.
Gosh.
Anyway.
If only there weren't so many conservatives who always want to take the high road. I don't know, man.
Nice try.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Oh, well, go on, say what you want to say. Go on. What have you got?
It would be nice if they were dead. It would be nice if we could, you know, clean out the gene pool a little bit, put some chlorine in there. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe, let's see. We could pass a law that says any woman who gets pregnant and isn't married has to be forced to get an abortion. I don't, you know, just anything to, you know, get the...
I'm not with that. I'm against abortion.
Of course you are. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, man. Oh, we all take the high road. Yes, and that's why we'll never clean out the swimming pool.
I can't agree with you on that one. I mean, your example is horrendous. This is horrendous. The only way that we're going to clean this out is if Ebola mixes with the common cold. if we could get that down.
But it wouldn't work, and because you guys would come up with a cure and save everybody. Well, not you guys.
We get that down, and as long, obviously my scenario involves me surviving.
Of course. Well, duh. So does mine.
Yeah.
We all work on that basis.
I'm working on that basis. I survive. And anyone I like survives as well, and anyone I don't like doesn't survive. You know, it's a pretty standard thing. So if we could have a disease that wipes out anyone whose body mass index is over acceptable limits. Anyone whose hair is dyed blue. Anyone who has a tattoo that they got the last 20 years. Anyone who votes left, obviously. If we can just do that.
We could.
Why can't we do that? It's got to be simple, surely.
Well, get on it then if it's so simple. I mean, what are you doing? You've had all weekend.
Do I look like a microbiologist to you?
You look like an expert.
There is that.
Because an expert could be anyone.
Yes. Yes.
I have an opinion on the patriarchy. I'm an expert.
Oh, yes. The patriarchy. God. Yeah. I don't know. Is there anyone apart from the feminist idiots themselves that actually believe that one? I'd like to get myself some of this patriarchy. We've got the left-wing government who are in opposition in Australia who are advocating 50% quotas for female politicians. Like 50% of politicians in the Australian Parliament have to be women. Yeah?
Yeah.
Not just straight up. So it's not like, are you any good? Would you be a good politician? Even though that's obviously an oxymoron.
Right.
No. You have tits. You're in. I mean, what sort of patriarchy is that? I'm just wondering. What sort of patriarchy do you get 50% women quota in parliament systems going on? Doesn't sound like much of a patriarchy to me. Anyway. Your other one you wanted to talk about was the circumvention of the circumvention of the Electoral College. Well, what's going on there? I heard, is it Maine or something? Or Dalibor that's something doing that? I did hear about this. They're trying to change the whole. They're going to give their votes to the bigger states like New Jersey or California or something. Is that right?
Well, what they're looking, what these some of the states want to do is, for the non-American listeners, a very brief summary is that we have this thing called the Electoral College. So each state has a certain number of votes for the president. And the way it works right now is the people in the state vote, and whichever candidate gets the most votes from that state, they get the Electoral College votes of that state. The states, which not surprisingly is all the ones that vote Democrat, don't like that system because they just lost. And so they want to change it so that the states will give all of their votes, electoral college votes, to whichever candidate gets the most popular votes in the entire nation, not in the state.
Mm.
So basically, you know, it was, well, how could we have gotten it so that Hillary Clinton would have won?
Yes. And that was the only way.
No, that was the only way. And I just find it interesting because, of course, the reason that it was set up this way is that so states with greater population, California, and not even states. I mean, at this point, the popular vote is kind of controlled by cities, New York and Los Angeles and all this other shit. Well, you know, it's created so that these dense population centers cannot control what happens, you know, don't have more power than the states in the middle of the country that have fewer people but produce all the food. Anyhow, yeah. I just, when I first heard about this, I just find it fascinating that once again, it's the people who are trying to do this or the people who are fixated on democracy and can't shut up about oppression, and yet they so desperately want to exercise this much control over everybody across the entire United States. And I think the biggest take...
The left are just completely out of control. They're just after power for power's sake of itself.
Absolutely.
And they're literal... I mean, the Democrat slogan should now be whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. You should suggest that to them.
Yeah.
Well, you just did, but no Democrats listen to this.
No. But I wonder, do you think we have phone in now?
Call us. We'd love to talk to you right now. Do you disagree?
Call us if you're blue. Blue with blue hair. We've got a caller on the line. It's Phyllis from San Francisco. Go ahead, Phyllis. Oh, we've lost her. She drowned. Looks like she drowned in human waste on the sidewalk. Oh, well, there we go.
She drowned in cat urine.
She drowned in cat urine. I see your future, and there are lots of cats.
Yes.
I wonder if we do have any Democrats. Do you think it's possible that a Democrat would listen to us? No,
I mean, not on a regular basis. I mean, some Democrat might listen to this because some other Democrat somehow heard it and sent it to them and said, oh my God, this is terrible. Listen to these two patriarchal white men who, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think we have regular listeners.
I have it on good authority that John Wayne listens to this podcast on a regular basis.
Oh, John Wayne.
Yeah.
The John Wayne?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you get
just
this?
Just putting that out there.
Did you get this information from an expert?
Yes, I did.
Was he able to quote a study?
I'm sure we could knock one up in record time. And I'll tell you what we'll do then.
Yes.
We'll get it peer reviewed.
Ooh, peer reviewed. Yes. Because that's like magic.
For all our listeners out there, in the publishing world, peer reviewed is known as proofreading. Right. Just so you know. We got this thing. Who we got? We got an intern from, she's 21, she's got blued hair. Yeah, read this. Yeah, right. You're not getting any coffee till you read the whole thing. Yes, there, and the big word. I know there's no pictures. Fucking read it. We're not paying you all that money per hour for you to just.
But these are
all right,
big
got it?
Words.
Right. Good. Peer-reviewed. Peer-reviewed. You did read it all, didn't you? You little fuck. Yeah. Look, I'm sure I could knock something up.
I'm sure you could knock something up, but we're not talking about your sex acts here.
Yes. So I'm going to be in Louisiana. I'm flying in.
Boy, are my arms tired. Oh, yeah. Ba-ba-dum-bum-sh. Sorry.
Wow. I'm great. Flying in. You should keep working on that for a long time. I'm flying in just a few days before Mardi Gras. And we're coming into New Orleans. So that should be fun. So I'm going to be there for Fat Tuesday. And a reader of my old blog has kindly emailed me with an offer for some tickets for the main float in Lafayette. So apparently I get to sit up on the main float, drink guzzle beer, and throw colored beads to women with disproportionate breast sizes. So that could be quite good. That'll be a good way to enter the country. I'm just wondering what to wear. Because I have a lime green mankini, but I don't know if the US is ready for that yet.
If they're not ready, that's all the more reason to do it. You got to push the boundaries, Adam. Yeah. Push the boundaries.
I know. It gets
a
bit exhausting.
That would be a great way for you to shake up the patriarchy.
Yes. Anyway, so that's Electoral College. Well, that was exciting, wasn't it? That was a brilliant topic. Yeah? Did you want to go anywhere with that? Is there a, like... So we've explained to all our listeners what it actually means, okay?
Is there a takeaway, you mean? Yeah.
What's the takeaway?
The takeaway is that it is time for the United States to break up into smaller segments so the leftist can go fuck themselves into oblivion raising thabies and the rest of us can get on with being normal.
Yeah, that's called civil war. It's happened recently. A place called Yugoslavia. Mm. They tried that, and it worked for them. 8 or 9 years of shooting. Who else has done it recently? Ukraine. Ukraine's done that.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of shooting there too. Airliners coming down. Who else has done it recently? I think Yugoslavia was the best example of that one.
Yeah.
In modern times. Yeah.
No, you're right. We should just stay together and continue to be oppressed by leftists.
No, don't get me wrong. You're fucked either way. You know. Stock up.
We gotta take the high road. We don't want to shoot anybody. Let's just stand here and get shot.
Yes.
Here's what I would stock up on if I was currently living in the US. Well, first of all, I'd be living rural.
Mm-hmm.
Ammo is your big one. I'd have a lot of ammo, and I'd have it sealed in oxygen-proof containers, so you know it's not going to degrade. Things with screw-on lids are really good. I'd stock up on antibiotics. I'd have quite a lot of that. I'd find a good doctor that would give me whatever I wanted, and I'd get a lot of antibiotics. I'd stock up on coffee. Just think, average millennial twit, if you go into a civil war, break apart in America, and the coffee runs out, how quickly they're going to lose their minds. Yeah?
That and their avocado toast.
That and their avocado. I'm serious about coffee. I'm not being flippant about this. I think coffee would actually be one hell, like freeze-dried pack of Italian Lavazza coffee or something like that. I think that'd be literal gold bricks if the poo hits the fan. And quite easy to store as well because it's all freeze-dried when you buy it. What else would I stock up on apart from your normal stuff?
Fire starting equipment.
Oh, God, you're boring. Porn. And I'm talking like magazine style, the old style, because all of the technology will go down. Right?
What? You mean there won't be cell phones and computers?
No, there won't. No. No. Oh,
no.
No. We won't be able to do our podcast.
Oh, that's going to suck.
Oh, no.
How will people?
I won't be able to write stuff on my blog. Well, I'll be able to write my stuff on my blog because I'll be in a country that hasn't fallen to pieces. But
right, as long as it's still, as long as WordPress hasn't taken it away from you, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm in the process now.
That's you. All right, let's see what other boring stuff that boring old great one would stock up on. I don't know, water purification.
Seeds
is good.
Seeds. I do lots of seeds. Silver.
Mm-hmm. Silver bullets.
Vampires. Apparently last time this happened, gold wasn't valuable at all because it was just, you couldn't use it for normal transactions. But silver was extremely valuable for that sort of thing. So little silver coins, I think, would be a very good investment. Sorry, a very good, not investment, a very good insurance. Because it's not an investment.
Right.
Water purification, that's a good one. That's a good one. First aid kits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Thabies? Mm-hmm. Would you stock up on thabies?
If you just stock up on them.
Did you read my thing this week about the 45-year public servant in Australia who retired after 45 years in the same unemployment office where he's worked at for 45 years? I'm sure it's 45 years.
I'm sorry. Did you? I fell asleep for a minute there. You mean a loser with a liberal arts degree worked at the same government job for 45 years? Wow, that's really exciting. That's nowhere near as interesting as the impending breakup of the United States. Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
I'm just not feeling the love.
Right back at you, brother.
Listen. No. Listen, that article got 13 comments. That's not too bad.
All right, that's 13 more than mine got, so I got to give you that one.
Yeah.
Now, I did read that.
Yeah.
I did indeed read that.
Did you think it was? Did you think that was that man was a hero for our modern times?
When you put it, is he a hero for our modern times? Oh yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the millennials are struggling to get a job. much less keep a job for 45 years.
And he kept the job for 45 years pretending to give jobs to other people.
Yes. And I love...
Because he worked at the Centrelink.
Yes. I love the picture of him. God, he looks like a loser. Well,
he does, doesn't he?
Yeah. And I mean, this guy reminds me of when I worked at CSU. So at Colorado State University, which is a university run by the state of Colorado government, if you work there for 20 years, you can retire with like 50% of your salary. It's 30 years, you get 75% of your salary. And if you work there 40 years, you get 100% of your salary when you retire. And I know this one guy who looks a lot like the guy in the photo here. He worked there his 40 years, and he retired with his full salary, and then he came back to keep working there part-time. And it's just... And so I know exactly what kind of loser this guy is because I know some of these people. I have worked with them. And, oh, my God.
So what can you give me an insight into the mindset of someone like this? What was his name? Let's have a look. Daryl Preston.
Preston, yes.
Daryl? Can you give us an insight of the mindset of Daryl Preston?
Well, I can because I'm an expert on this. Studies have shown that the kind of people who work in government jobs for 40 years or more are the kind of people who have no ambition and have no life outside of their job. And they enjoy the routine and the conformity and the security of knowing they're going to be provided for. Because if you took these people out of that environment and tossed them into a new environment, they would very quickly starve to death and die.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm looking at the photo of Daryl now, and I've got to say, I'm getting the feeling that deep down inside, Daryl's a bit of a party animal. I'm probably getting the feeling that about 15 or 20 years ago, Daryl was banned from the end-of-year Christmas party functions at the Centrelink office in Campbelltown, which is just a little suburb south of Sydney, because of his, let's just say, nefarious comments to some of the younger and larger ladies employed there. Mm-hmm. And just looking at his evil smirk there in the photo, just looking at the way his check shirt hangs on his 45 down degree angled shoulders, I'm pretty sure that Daryl has quite a sophisticated dungeon set up at his home. I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put it past Daryl that, just between you and me, this plan of his to drive his camper van around Australia could see an increase in serial killing. I'm not accusing him of anything. Just check the body count and the missing persons of large, fat, young ladies as Daryl takes his trip around Australia. He's got that little smirk. He's got that look on his face. He's saying, I know stuff that you don't know. That's what he's saying.
Because Daryl is an expert. I'd be willing to bet he has done an extensive number of scientific studies concerning the differential size in the breast of fat women. And that's probably so. When you say he has a dungeon at home, no, that's a laboratory. That's where he does his research.
I'm not talking Dungeons and Dragons here. I'm not talking
right for the geek listeners.
I'm not talking to the geek listeners out there. And they're all like, "Oh, I do Dungeons and Dragons." We're not talking about Dungeons and fucking Dragons. Okay.
No. That's his laboratory where he does his research.
Yeah. Well, if you watch these programs like CSI, and who doesn't?
I don't.
and you realize that, you know, and you watch these shows and from them you gain knowledge about how things actually work in the real world.
Oh, because that's a documentary. Got it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And you watch these programs, and every time when they go into an office where there's, you know, serial killers going around, and they do the interviews, every time it's the Weasley white guy who's just about to retire after 45 years of public service in the same office who turns out to be the raving bloody killer every single time.
Hmm.
So going on that.
Sounds like you're an expert on this.
I don't like to throw my credentials around willy nilly, as it may. But
you've done a few studies, yeah.
Okay. I might have co-authored a few studies,
right.
And what that means is I bully the undergrads into letting me put my name on their work. I was actually reading a thing this week on the CSI effect. Where they're having real problems in real courts in the actual real world because juries are expecting prosecution to come up with all of these new fandangled scientific evidence that they're watching on television shows like CSI that doesn't actually exist in the real world. Apparently.
Boy.
Defense attorneys are playing up on this as far as they can, you know.
Right.
Because back in the day, you know, it was like, I saw Joe Bloggs come out of the building with a large axe dripping blood and the severed head of the murdered woman in his hand, which he tossed in the garbage bin. Back in the day, you know, a little bit of corroborating evidence and someone else's saw, and pretty much you had your man, yeah.
Right.
Well, now you know you've someone turns up and says I saw this, but the jury's not interested. They're like, well, where's the video? Video or it didn't happen. It's just like, okay, all right. Seriously.
No, so, I totally believe it.
I was actually, I turned on the television the other day by mistake. Doesn't happen very often. And believe it or not, CSI New Orleans came up. And I don't know if I want to go to Louisiana anymore. because the women there are really dangerous. There was this really small, petite young lady who was obviously the star. And she was karate chopping all of these enormous white guys on train tracks in front of moving trains. Like they were just like wheat. Wheat before the scythe. It was, these women are scary. It was amazing what she could do. A huge amount, three times the size, four times the size,
right.
But they were just falling. They were going down. It was very realistic, great one.
I bet. She was fighting the patriarchy, yeah. What color was her hair?
Oh, yes. Look, I can't remember, but I'm going to say blue.
Oh, gosh.
I gotta say, blue. Some were dropping like 10 pins. It was amazing, or 9 pins. Was it 9 pins or 10 pins? I don't know. And the skills that she demonstrated, these punches that she was throwing.
Oh,
like,
so when you said skills, I thought you were going to talk about useful skills like showing up on time or parking
a car between the
lines.
No. No. She really demonstrated. But what was amazing was that, like, she'd throw a punch, and of course, the amazing thing was the punch was incorrect. But the effect that it had, it was like she had kryptonite wrapped up in her hands. It's like, oh, it was really impressive. I was so impressed.
Well, maybe she was maybe she was using the force because you know the force is female.
Well, let's let. I'm pretty sure The Last Jedi is the worst film ever made. People say it's the worst Star Wars film, and I disagree. I say, no, it's the worst film.
Have you seen
it? And I've only seen shots of it, shorts, like 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there. I'm not talking like a 5 second clip. I've actually seen five minute clips, and it is truly terrible because it's taking itself so seriously.
Mm.
I mean, just take away from the franchise that it's in and all the rest of it. And I'm not one of these Star Wars, you know, knob gobblers.
Right.
that are out there.
Right.
And I saw the original film in movie theaters when it came out. I was 7 years old and our school got taken down to watch it. And by the way, my mother was very upset and she went to the school to complain because, you know...
Because she didn't get to go along? Yeah.
No, because it was a violent movie.
Oh.
It was a violent movie. Yeah. It was not suitable for children. And because I had nightmares about C-3PO for months.
That. I can actually see that. Yeah, God, he's fucking annoying.
Yeah, yeah. It was like after I walked in on I caught a bit of Jaws when I was 8 years old, and I refused to have a bath for years. Same sort of thing. But last year, it truly is abysmal on every level. Also because have you seen any of it?
I have not seen any. I mean, what I know about it is just what I've seen from YouTube videos critiquing it. So I've seen like very short clips, but certainly not as much as you have. And when it first came out, I was like, well, you know, I'd be willing to watch it because The Force Awakens. Like, you know, everyone talked about how bad that sucked. And it's like, all right, I got the DVD and I watched it and I talked about it on my podcast. I mean, it wasn't great, but I was like, okay, it's not that terrible. It's a movie I could watch once and it's okay. But The Last Jedi, just based on what I have seen, I think this is it. I don't think I can watch this movie because you're right. It just, everything I've seen, you know, Luke Skywalker milking this animal and drinking it and Luke giving up on being a Jedi and going crawling in a hole and the continued storyline of where Rey doesn't need any force training. She's just awesome. And Carrie Fisher, you know, getting blown out into space, but then she survives because she's using the force. Based on what I've seen, I don't think I can bear this movie, not even for the purpose of making fun of it. Because I can watch a movie for the purpose of making fun of it, but I think this movie is too bad for me to watch even for that reason.
And it's two hours of your life you can never get back.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, we're too old enough and ugly enough to... Not want to put up with that shit anymore.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something else actually today.
Do it.
Disabled toilets. I was having a discussion with my brother. We were talking about disabled toilets. And how good they are. Because the thing about disabled toilets is that there's no ban on normal people using them.
Yet.
And if you go into it, yeah. Well, I mean, I'll just say that I identify as a disabled person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or I've got mental health issues.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'll start dragging a leg.
Or just tell somebody tell someone you vote Democrat if you're in the States.
Yeah. Or I could pretend to have Tourette's. That's always fun.
Yes.
I think Tourette's is the best made-up disease we've got. Because we've got so many made-up diseases like autism or conditions, whatever they call them, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, all the rest of it. But the best one is Tourette's. That's just like, I can't control myself and I just want to yell at people and just... I can't control what's going to come out of my mouth because I basically am a fuckwit. But we're going to actually make up a condition for this and justify our piss poor behavior and just fuck you. And then, you know, it's just, can you imagine listening to Beethoven's Sixth Symphony or something and just sitting there as a Tourette sufferer? Fuck you all. You know, and everyone, it's okay. He's got Tourette's.
It's all right.
That's all right. Just like, it's obviously this is just a made up condition. And I'm serious. If there's anyone listening right now who's got Tourette's, just go fuck yourself because you haven't. And you just have no self control. You're a piss poor excuse for a human being. And you've invented a whole pathetic, made-up, imaginary medical condition to justify the fact that you have no self-control whatsoever. And we all know about it. We all know. It's like that movie As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson, which is actually quite good. Did you ever watch that movie where he's a writer, but he has one of these made-up syndromes where he can't step on cracks in the sidewalk or something like that, or he has to turn the lock 7 times forward and 8 times back before he can enter? Or I suppose Rain Man's the other really good example of that. You know. It's just all these made-up diseases. Anyway, so disabled toilets.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about disabled toilets is how big they are inside.
Yes.
Because you get a lot of room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On top of that, if you've been drinking too much, you've got bars on the side to help yourself lower yourself down.
not that yourself. You would know about this from personal experience, right?
Absolutely not.
You read a study about this, I assume.
Yeah. My brother told me. I'm going to brave it all with my brother. You've also got a handy little cord you can pull if you want someone to bring you another drink.
Wait. They have cords in them where you're at?
Yeah. Haven't you been in the disabled toilet?
Holland.
We've got toilets at my workplace. And I call it, everyone knows that the disabled toilet is at Adam's office. Everyone knows it. I just go to my office, you know, because I get to work really early, okay? And I haven't had the chance for my bowels to take my morning dump. And I'm fucked if I'm going to sit there in this thing surrounded by other people who can hear everything that's going on. No, I go into my office and I shut the door. It's extra big. It smells nice. There's no wee on the floor. You know, it's like a 5-star hotel and you haven't had to pay for it. And it's right there and no one's ever using it. I've never had to wait for the office. Never. And like there can be a line going out the door for the other toilets, right? Yeah?
No.
There's literally a line going out the door, but no one goes to the disabled toilet.
Oh my God.
You know, it's not like you need to put a sticker like on a disabled parking spot. There's like a sticker there. Yeah? You don't even have to do that. You know, you just walk in, I walk out again. No problem. And sometimes people look at you and, you know, and they just drag your leg. They don't even do that. You just go, what? What? What are you looking at? What?
Fuck you, I have Tourette's.
Fuck you, I have Tourette's. Yeah? The best part, though.
Yeah.
The best part is if I see someone else go for the disabled toilets, then you give them the look up and down as if, what you're doing, mate, you're not disabled. <points out direction. laughs> And then they start walking and then you go in and shut the door. I mean, there's so much room in there.
Oh, my God.
And it's so private. If I want to bump out 30 push-ups, for instance, I mean, because there's nothing after you've taken a good dump like putting out 20 or 30 push-ups just to get the blood flowing again. I can do it. I've got the room. You know? I've got a mirror there. You know? I don't know why I need a mirror, but I've got a mirror.
We'll see how good-looking you are to check your shoulders.
Yeah.
To make sure they're not slumping down at 45 degrees.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck yes.
That guy's shoulders, I reckon, they could use as an Olympic ski jump.
Yeah.
But disabled toilets, I tell you what, if you really want to have like the class A gold standard treatment, disabled toilets is where it's at.
I agree. I will actually do the same thing because a lot of the places here in the States, they'll have the men's room and the women's room, and then they'll have, and it goes by various names. They'll call it the male and female, or they'll call it the family, or they'll call it the handicapped. And yeah, it's the same thing. You walk in, it's like a small apartment.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing that's not in there is a stove.
Exactly. It's massive.
Yeah. And I use that quite a bit.
Yeah. It's great.
It is. It's fantastic. Yeah. And usually, like you said, it's got the bars and it's got the, because these are usually the newer bathrooms, so it's got the really nice, comfortable toilet. And it'll have fancy sink with either the foot pedals or something like. Hey, they're glorious.
I had one once in Amsterdam, that, because I make a point of going to the disabled toilet. Right. It's always clean. It's always clean. It's like they only clean the disabled toilets.
Well, and that, and no one uses it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so and you're right. It is the cleanest.
It's the cleanest. And I go in, and there's this one which has the flushing toilet that waters your bottom.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh,
and,
yes.
And when you sit down, it's heated.
Oh, my God. That is,
I kid you not.
That is what. That's the most exciting thing I've heard in months. Whoa! Oh, yes, dude. Hold on.
Heated toilet seat, my friend.
Now you have my attention. Heated toilet seat.
Heated toilet seat, my friend. I mean, any man who wee's sitting down needs to hand his man card back in, unless
if it's a heated toilet seat,
all bets are off.
No. Yes.
Yeah, you can take the paper in there.
I was going to say magazine rack. Holy shit! Yes,
magazine rack. And of course, the other thing is, if you pick up and you're in a bar and you feel like doing a quickie right there and then.
Oh yeah.
Well, you've got total privacy.
Yeah.
You've got heaps of room. Yeah.
Yes.
You've got a mirror.
Mm-hmm. You've got a heated toilet seat.
You've got a heated toilet seat.
You can sit on that and warm your butt while she's riding you. I mean,
this is civilization, my friends.
this is.
Wow. Disabled toilets are the greatest thing of all time because they've put them in, but they haven't been able to make them exclusive for disabled people because there are no disabled people. There are no disabled people. How many people did you see go around in wheelchairs? United States. Yeah, probably lots. Mobility scooters.
Mobility scooters, yes.
I've heard there's 12-year-olds going to middle school on mobility scooters these days.
I
can't fucking walk.
God. I wouldn't doubt it.
But here in Europe, here in Holland, disabled people, I don't know, I think they smother them in their sleep or something.
Wow, sounds like an approach I could get behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's lots of toilets.
Yeah.
There's lots of toilets.
You know, I could get into this disabled toilet thing. Maybe I'm going to start a nonprofit organization to convince companies and government organizations to install more handicapped toilets. This way, I could get government funding to be a nonprofit, so I could be a parasite. And then I could get interns from the university to work for free. And some of them will be hot little 19-year-olds that I can bang in the handicapped bathroom. But of course, my offices won't have a handicapped bathroom because, of course, I wouldn't have a handicapped bathroom at my office. I would just force other people to install them. So I'd have to take my interns to other people's businesses in order to bang them in the handicapped bathrooms.
Maybe.
I think I like this idea.
Maybe you could start a handicapped toilet review segment on your blog.
Ooh, that's a good idea also.
The best handicapped toilets of Fort Collins. And give them a rating. Like on TripAdvisor. People could leave reviews.
Oh, God, yes. This is great. Who the hell is buzzing?
That's my phone.
Okay. I'm like, what the hell?
I'll tell you what.
It's all good.
Can I get this? Can you keep talking for a minute?
Yeah, no, go
all
for
right.
it.
Talk to yourself.
I'll talk to myself. Well, I play with myself all the time, so what's the difference between talking to myself and playing with myself? All right, so handicapped toilets. All right, this is not a bad idea. Here's the thing. Do I actually try this? How far could I go with this? Because really the only limitation here is my fucking lack of free time. But I could really run with this. I'm considering handicapped toilets of fortcollins.com. We could do the review, but setting up the nonprofit. Here's the thing. So you say, great one. Would you really truly try to set up this nonprofit and actually try to get government funding or something. Yes, yes, I would absolutely do this. Because if people are dumb enough to elect a government that would give me money for this nonprofit, absolutely, I'll take that money and be a fucking parasite. Why not? I mean, why? I'm not here to take the fucking high road, okay? Oh, we can't do anything bad. We gotta take the high road. No, no, no. The great one's not taking the fucking high road. I will go in. And then, you know, here's the other thing. You go in the handicapped toilet, and it's all nice and clean, which is the advantage. But then when you leave, you gotta make sure it's all messy, just in case somebody else wants to come along and use it. Because just because I found it clean doesn't mean I should leave it clean. All right, yeah, so we could do reviews, I could do photos, it could be funny. I do like the idea about getting interns from the college too. Could, yeah, all right. Okay, handicapped toilets, disabled toilets. The other thing about toilets, here's what I've noticed. There's the reluctance of people to use the handicapped toilet or the family toilet or the male slash female or the any gender or whatever it's called. Here's another thing I've noticed. And this recently manifested itself when I was working with Waylon Utani and we went off and we did a gig. And we're in this building and we're working and there's two bathrooms and both of them are one-seaters. So you got the male bathroom and you got the female bathroom. And so there's us and there's, what, six, seven of us there. And we're all boys, or at least I assume we're all boys. We all kind of look like boys, at least. We could be babies, I don't know. So we all got to go to the bathroom more or less at the same time. It's a long story. The reason we have to travel to get to the bathroom. Just roll with me on this. So we go down here to go to the bathroom. And there's six or seven of us. And everybody's standing there because everyone else goes. I'm like, you guys go, 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 go. I'm doing this stuff. So I show up over there and everybody's standing in line to go into the boys' bathroom and take a piss. And I'm looking over there and there's the women's bathroom completely empty. I was like, what are you guys doing? What are y'all waiting? Well, we're waiting to go to the bathroom. I'm like, there's a bathroom right there. Well, that's the women's bathroom. Like, okay. You guys not know that it's 2019 and that gender is a social construct? And everybody kind of laughs, but that's it. I'm like, okay. And I go in the women's bathroom and I go in there and I take a piss. And yes, I made damn sure I peed on the toilet seat. Hey girls, you're welcome. All right, what else are we gonna talk about while we wait for Adam to come back? I hear typing over there. Oh, he just came back from taking a poop.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I took the opportunity to grab a beer.
Ah, good man. Good thinking. All right. Yes.
Oh, shit, hang on. I'll be back.
See, you forgot to wipe after he took a dump. He forgot to get the other beer, because that's the thing. You have two hands, so you need two beers. The great one did have his coffee this morning.
Okay. What were you talking to yourself about while I was away?
Well, I was following up on the disabled toilet idea, and then I was telling everyone the story of, I'll give you the short version, you can hear the long version when you listen to the podcast. The other thing I'll note,
I don't listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay, good. That's great, because I don't either. That's fantastic. So I was telling everybody that in places where, like, okay, with Waylon Utani, we're off doing a gig, and we had to travel to get to the bathroom. And so, because the bathroom's in a different building. So you go to the building, and there's like six or seven of us boys, and everybody's and so there's two bathrooms, male and female. Each of them is a one-holer. And everybody's standing in line for the male bathroom. And I'm like, guys, there's another bathroom right there. Like, well, that's the girls' bathroom. And I'm like, okay, guys, it's 2019. You know that gender is a social construct, right? And they all kind of giggle, but that was it. I'm like, okay, yeah, I went in the girls' bathroom. I will do this on a regular basis. It's a bathroom. You go in there and you pee. I'm not going to stand in line waiting for the boys' bathroom. I mean, now, if it's a one-holer, like if it's a group, if it's a big women's bathroom, that's different. But if it's like the little one-holers, I'm not going to fucking wait.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. I did a lot in restaurants in Amsterdam, yes. because the men's and women's will be a one holer.
Yeah, right. Same thing here. A lot of restaurants have one holers.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, but the best part of using the women's one holer is leaving the toilet seat up.
Oh, well, I was going to say the best part is peeing on the toilet seat.
Nah, leaving it up. Now, you can't be a degenerate, mate. We're not living in San Francisco. We're not living in fucking California.
I can be a fucking degenerate if I want to.
No. Come on, we're gonna have standards. You know, the modern man.
All right, fine. I'll pee on the toilet seat and leave it up.
Narrow. It's strange how people don't want to break rules, no matter how ridiculous they are.
Right.
You know, they'll giggle about it, but the amount of people who are actually adventurous enough to go, oh. I was driving to the gym last Saturday, and I had to go really early because I had a one-on-one session with a trainer, mm-hmm. and he said, come an hour before the gym opens, we just have the whole gym to ourselves. I was like, cool.
Nice.
So I left home at like 7:15 on a Saturday morning, and I'm driving up two-lane highway or two-lane road, and 80 kilometer an hour speed limit. What's that, 50 miles an hour or something? I don't know. Yeah. It's a double white line, so you can't overtake, but it's literally a straight road for miles and completely flat because it's Holland.
Mm-hmm.
You can see perfectly. It was a clear morning and there was no one around, no cars coming the other direction. And someone was driving an excavator up the road, which is against the law because he was only doing like 20 kilometers an hour. I mean, he's literally, was that 10 miles an hour or something? It's just fucking ridiculous. And there was a line of like five cars just sitting behind him. Yeah.
Right.
And they weren't overtaking because it's a double white line. Because you can't do that. Nothing coming. Nothing coming. You could look to Rome and there'd be nothing coming. Yeah. It was that empty. Early morning on the weekend. No one's around. And I just thought, nah, fuck you. And I just blew past a lot of them. Kept going down the road. Fully expecting the Dutchies to just follow me. Look in the rear view mirror. Nobody. Nobody did it. And the funny thing is, before I blew past them, a couple of cars in front of me were sneaking out for a little look and then darting back in again. Oh, I can't. It's a double white line. Fucking hell. I just... Anyway, it's like everyone makes fun of the Germans. We were only following the orders. Everyone else is the same.
Everyone is exactly the same.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're pussies. So, yes, we are only following the orders.
Oh, we must stand in line. Oh, we must take a number.
Oh. Yeah. We cannot use the bathrooms because we are not on the female population.
That is only for handicapped people.
The handicapped people will be very upset. I was in Munich once, this was years ago, with a rafting buddy, and we're in the middle of Munich and it's the middle of the day and there's like the little red man's there on the pedestrian crosswalk and everyone's waiting and there's no fucking cars.
Yes.
Middle of the city. And we look around, we're like, ah, fuck it. And we had a German guy with us as well. Oh. And he's like, and before he knew it, we just walk across in front of everyone. And we get to the other side and there's a woman standing there with her two young children. And she points a finger at us and screams out this word in German. And we just give her a blank look, like we're just shrugging, oh, whatever, you stupid crap. And, she was accusing us of being murderers. That was the word that she screamed.
Murderers.
Yeah, because of the bad example we'd given to her young children.
Whoa.
So they would copy us and die a horrible death.
and go out and like murder fat women for having differently sized breasts.
which if they grew up to be anything looking like her would have been, you know, a reprieve.
Right.
But this can't follow. They can't go against the rules, man.
No.
And that's a really funny thing about Germany, though, is that in Germany, they'll all drive, like there'll be road, you'll be going on the Autobahn where it's like all limits are off. You can drive as fast as you want. And then it'll come to a road work thing with like 100 kilometer an hour limit, which is like 70 miles an hour or something, or 60 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, man, will be following the rules and everyone will do the thing and they won't. And then back and blah, 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 blah. But they get outside Germany, they cross the border in Italy or something like that, and the Germans go wild.
Mama Merkel is no longer watching them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Here,
so, look,
here we've yeah. got the Whole Foods supermarket, which I'm sure you've heard of. And
is that like the expensive?
Yeah, yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, Whole Foods, they're this supermarket chain. It's very expensive. It's organic, hippie, hipster. Everyone who works there is snotty. And anyhow, outside they have a number of parking places reserved. Not for handicapped people, they got those, but they also have parking
pregnant.
Places
pregnant
very close for people with children. And when I was dating the vet student, she hated children and she shopped at Whole Foods and she would always park in those places because she's like, yeah, I don't know why people with children get special parking lots. I'm taking this. So I just found
she sounds like a good girl.
She was like all right. She put up with me for 2 years. So other than that, wow. She was hilarious. She was great.
Hey, I'm on the fence.
Yes,
I'm torn. Between calling this the disabled toilet episode,
mm-hmm.
or the handicapped toilet episode, or the breast half full.
The breast half full. We should consult some experts. Now, do we know any experts on naming podcast?
I've got a study here.
Okay, what's your study show? Whoa, hold on. Whoa. Stop. Adam, stop. Mm. You're trying to impose a binary on this podcast by telling the podcast it's either disabled toilets or dissimilar sized breast. You need to allow the podcast to decide for itself. You can't just impose your patriarchal binary on the podcast.
Maybe we should call this the binary episode. I know.
All right.
The binary breast disabled toilet episode.
I gotta write that one down. The binary breast disabled toilet episode.
And I'm fucked if I know what image you're going to come up to support this one.
Yeah, me either. I have no fucking idea yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also want to give you a heads up. The trip that I'm taking to Louisiana, I got the schedule on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're literally working every day apart from Fat Tuesday. It's all the way through because we've got a mega audit. So we're not going to be able to catch up. But.
Shit.
But. I'm coming back for 3 months, a month after that.
Oh, nice.
This trip, no.
Okay.
Next trip, yes.
All right. Fantastic.
Maybe we can do a podcast when we're sitting in the same
yeah,
room.
Yeah, that'd be great, with a beer in our hands. So is the next...
Well, I have a beer in my hand now.
Yeah, now. Is the next trip also to Louisiana, or do you know yet?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, that's basically... That next trip's basically 90-95% confirmed. So... But I'll find out more when I'm over there. But I saw the schedule and it's Monday to Sunday every week. I'm looking at the schedule going, oh, it's going to be fun.
All right.
So, but we've got a mega audit, which is actually going to be quite challenging. So even if you or Cappy or, you know, came across, I'd be like, dedicate like 2 or 3 hours. And
sure.
Then, look, guys, sorry, got to run sort of shit, which doesn't really make it worth it, you know.
Right. No, I totally understand. Yeah.
So for this trip, no, but next trip, yes, we'll have much more scope to be able to muck around and do stuff.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right, let's have a word from our sponsors.
All right, and thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. we keep doing this, but no one wants to sponsor our podcast.
I can't figure out why.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? This is a good podcast. Well,
yeah, that's why. Very few people listen to it because it requires a refined palate.
What do you mean very few people listen to it?
Well, I mean, relatively speaking.
I got 500 odd in the last one.
Mm-hmm. Shit, that's... Well, I can see there's 500 smart people out there, but...
TGP9, the Aaron Clary's 12 Rules for Life episode, I got 525 listens and 28 downloads. There we go. Literally Hitler episode, 582 and 48 downloads. So that's into the 600s.
Yeah. Nice.
The college experience episode, that's a bit down.
Yeah, nobody wanted to PC hear about college.
PC versus Apple, 555 listens, 37 downloads. So, you know, it's not that bad. Then you got your numbers as well, so I don't know.
Yeah, so another 7 or 8, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So today is the 17th.
Yes.
Of February. And I'm flying out on the 3rd of March, I think. And I won't be back till the 26th or something like that. So the Greasy Pole will have to take like a 6-week hiatus or a 5-week hiatus.
Right on.
While I'm gallivanting around the United States because I'm not going to be able to do podcasts. I'm not going to be able to do any podcasts at all while I'm over there.
Right.
So
you going to try to keep up on writing at all, or are you?
No, I'm taking a laptop and I'm going to attempt to. I should be able to easily pop something out every day.
Right on.
My colleague that I'm traveling over with, he's Dutch and he's ex-Dutch Royal Marines.
Mm.
And he's a good guy, very good guy, a bit older than me and very, I've heard that he can drink, so it should be a good trip.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah, I need a bit of a bust out after all the shit that's gone down too, you know, so
right.
Personal shit, so, yeah.
Yes.
But I've spoken to one of our guys who went there, and he said, the little town we're going to, apparently the chick situation's not good. So
yeah, it's not a surprise. Yeah, well, just while you're here in the States, make sure you're not late with the Friday hot chicks and links again, because I was pretty pissed when I tuned in Friday morning and there was no hot chicks and links. And I was like, what the fuck is Adam doing? Is he not know?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty good one though. I went pretty ranty.
No, it was good. I mean, it was just saying it wasn't there on Friday when I needed it.
And I put up 4.
You did.
Photos of girls. And the girl in the wedding dress is pretty spectacular.
Oh yeah, I agree.
I have to say.
Yeah.
And it's I interviewed Didact from Didact's Reach a couple of weeks ago on my normal podcast. I just recorded it through Skype. I don't know if you've listened to it, but Indian guy, good guy. But he regularly puts up photos of girls on his blog, and there's other guys around the manosphere sort of thing who put up photos. But I got to say that their taste is genuinely terrible. Like they're into these, I just call them plastic women. They're obviously Botoxed to within an inch of their lives.
Right.
And the only good thing is that they like to parade around in swimsuits on Instagram.
Yeah. You know?
But I prefer, you've got to, you look at the girls that you can have a bit of taste with this stuff, you know? Which is why I think the Friday Hot Chicks and Links is such a high class act. Okay, the hot chicks that I put up, there might not be many.
But they're generally hot. Right. Yeah.
Oh, people ask me, where do I find these photos? And I can't give away my secrets. I can't give away the...
Since they don't know about Google Image Search?
I don't. I'll tell you right now. I don't use Google Image Search.
All right. Actually, I suspect, Adam, these are all the pictures of Adam's ex-girlfriends and former conquests from the rafting days.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be nice. Wouldn't it? Yeah. That'd be nice. That'd be also illegal with some of them that I put up, I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, I have a source. I piggyback off someone else, let's put it that way.
Right on.
As regards to the hot chicks. There's someone else who has a source who is very good, has extremely good taste and a very wide selection, and I piggyback off him. So, but he's way out, nothing to do with, even close to the interwebs that we associate with. So,
got it.
Yeah, it's all good. All right. Look, I got to go rescue my pulled pork.
Yeah.
Dude,
you're always cooking. Every Sunday you're cooking.
Saturday and Sunday is my cooking day. And I generally cook for the whole week because
right.
My alarm, here's my weekday, okay? Any weekday. Alarm, 4:45. Okay?
Yep.
Leave the house at 6. And in that hour and 15 minutes, obviously shave, shower, all the rest of it, coffee. Mm-hmm. And then I try and bust out an article right there and then because I'm no good in the evening. In the evening, I'm just drained. So I get up early so I can have something up. Also, I have something up at the start of the day so it gets more hits and gets right. More blah, 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 blah. That's why the Friday Hot Chicks and Links is often late because I can't bust it out in that amount of time. I just can't do it. It generally takes me an hour and a half to pull that thread together, whereas the other ones I can get out in about 25 minutes, half an hour, something like that. And then work all day. If I go to the gym, I'm not home until 7 o'clock at night. I'm in bed by 8:45. That's my life. Right. So cooking during the week has to be a reheating sort of thing. So that's why Saturday, Sundays, yeah, it might be cooking.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah, it makes good sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to go rescue my pulled pork now. Well, rescue it. It's just, look, it's 6 o'clock in the evening. It's been on since 10:30 this morning.
Mm.
I'd say it's going to be very close.
Oh.
Very close.
Sounds delish.
Ah, yeah. All right. Why don't you pop over and have a bit?
Psh. All right, hang on. I'll be right over.
They've got these things called aeroplanes. hang on. There's this Green New Deal at Horseface, the horse whisperer. Put through over there, and so they're going to ban aeroplanes in the States. Sorry, you're right. What am I thinking?
Eventually,
that's what I call her, the horse whisperer. She's got a mouth like a horse. Dear. Hey, this has been fun.
Yeah, this is good. So then,
even though you've spent the majority of the time clicking on the internet and only half listening to me,
huh? What? Yeah. Hey, man, I'm clicking.
Did you just fart?
I'm clicking on your website.
Did you just fart?
Yeah, I'll leave that in too. I was trying to save it so I could get to a handicapped toilet, but. Wasn't
oh, fuck's sake. Hey, everybody, if you want to follow me, obviously you don't want to fart. You don't want to follow his fartness.
No.
If you want to follow me, you can follow me, Pushing Rubber Podcast on SoundCloud. Or go to my blog, pushingrubberdownhill.com. Buy my books, Pushing Rubber Downhill and Run Guts Pull Cones. Keep me in the style I'm not accustomed to. Follow my blog. I'm up to 372 followers now, so it's getting
there. Nice.
Going to crack the 400s pretty soon. I tell you what, I'll give a special prize. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
A special prize to the 400th follower of my blog. They get a hot date with the great one.
Ooh.
Mm.
I'm not sure if... Wait, did you say prize or punishment?
Prize.
Okay. So who's this great one that you're talking about?
Hey, listen, I have a very discerning clientele.
Ah, true. That's and you are an expert on your clientele.
I am. Oh, yeah. Did you want to plug your stuff?
Yeah, sure. CYNLIBSOC.com, man. Some, yeah. And,
man.
There it is,
yeah, man.
Where you just, you know.
Y'all come back now here.
Y'all come back now. You know, go to Google, type in asshole anarchist. I don't know. I might come up. I don't know. Never tried that one.
No, that's Aaron Cleary, isn't it? Asshole consultant.
Well, asshole. He's not an anarchist, though.
Are you trying to steal his thunder?
No. Hey, I just recorded a podcast yesterday giving Clappy all kinds of free publicity. So.
What was that about?
Oh, it's about a book that I picked up at the library. Let me tell you the title of this book, Adam. This is the title of the book. The book is titled The Millennial's Guide to Changing the World. A new We're not done. Shh. A Millennial's Guide to Changing the World. A new generation's handbook to being yourself and living with purpose. And yes, it's as bad as it sounds. It's written by a wall-hitting woman, and the book is all about the patriarchy and oppression. So anyhow, I recorded a podcast making fun of this yesterday, and there's these great moments where the millennials say things like, well, I have a degree in psychology, and I can't get a job. And I point out that, gosh, I wonder if there's anyone who tried to warn you not to get a degree in psychology. Oh, I think there is, you know, and it's just like, it's an entire book of people completely ignoring everything Aaron Clary has ever fucking said, and now they're miserable. And it's like, really? But no shit!
And they're still going to keep listening to idiots like this woman.
And they're still going to keep listening to idiots like this woman, yes. It's fantastic. Yeah, it was quite the adventure.
Oh, dear. That's All right. I might actually download that one and listen to it on the plane while I wing my way over the big pond to your side of the world in a couple of weeks.
Right on.
But hey, it's been good.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, listeners, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
And listening to this episode of the podcast. God knows what it's going to be called. I'll find out when the Great One sends me the image.
When the podcast decides what it's called, yeah.
Yeah. A breast half full. I like the breast half full. And I think of the image you can get with that one. Something suitable for children, though. I don't want my mother to go up to the school and complain.
Right. Well, it'll need to be suitable for babies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him, and we'll see you all next time. Thanks for coming.
You just fucking fill me up with both your fucking cocks.
Adam Pickett!
Oh, fuck both my child.
Adam Pickett!
Oh, fuck you!
Adam fucking Pickett!
Oh my god, make me a dirty little fucking slut. Fucking cock.
Adam!
Oh my god, yes!
Thanks for coming!